Thursday night, Chodesh Halvavos. We're doing Shara Bitachon. We're going through the benefits of Bitachon and the Psicha before he gets to the Shara Bitachon, where he tells us how to develop Bitachon. He's just going through the benefits. We're up to the third benefit, where he says serenity. You're not stressed, you're not anxious, you're calm. And Memela, your lave is Ponoi Lavodas Hashem. And as we pointed out yesterday, the Chodesh Halvavos seems to say, and it's very true, if you think about it, that a lot of our involvement in Olam Hazeh and our lack of, we don't have time or a clear mind to be Osek in Ruchnius, whether it's learning or concentrating on davening or spending time thinking about Hashem or Shar HaBechina, even contemplating nature to develop a sense of Hakaras HaTov, we don't have time. Especially Chodesh Halvavos was written 1,000 years ago. Nowadays, for sure, nobody has time for anything. That's why everything has to be fast food and the microwave. So there's no time to think because we're busy. She says a Baal Bitachon is calm and serene and in a good mood, and he's not stressed out, so he has the ability to be involved with Ruchnius, because he's not in a rush, he's not afraid he'll miss a phone call, he's not afraid a business deal will fall through, he's not afraid he'll lose Chas v'Shalom a customer. He makes his gedorim how he's supposed to work, and he's calm. So then the Chodesh Halvavos goes through a list of 10 ways in which he's more serene and more calm than a person that you would imagine would be the most calm person in the world in temporal things. So he picks the alchemist, the person who can have as much money as he wants, because he can just create money at will. So he says, number one, the alchemist has sibos. He still needs raw materials to create the gold from however he creates it. Mashenkin, if you have bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so you don't need any sibos. You're not totally in sibos. You don't have to be afraid that, oh, Hashem is only going to provide me with what he is providing me with only if the ship comes in, or only if that, or only if that. There's no such thing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chodesh Halvavos then proceeds to bring down psukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu providing sustenance to people. So we left off yesterday, he really, it's a shtickle tamua. One could wonder, all the psukim he brings down are referring to a nes. Whether it's Damon, Kamo Shomer Akosov on the bottom of Daf Kuf Chavdal Amar Aleph, Lamano Diacha, Kilo Alalechem Levado Yichyeh Odom, Kiyal Kol Motzo Pi Hashem Yichyeh Odom, Vasibos Lo Teodarna Lo B'chol Zmanu B'chol Makom. That's what the Pasuk is saying. The Lechem is not there because of your Sibos, that you say, well, if my Sibos are missing, then the Lechem won't be there. If the ship doesn't come in, I won't have my materials. If the makolet closes, I won't have my food. Kadosh Baruch Hu will provide, no matter what. And then he brings in another pasuk, another neis, k'mer shiyadatim miparshas Eliyahu emaorvim v'isho almona v'uga sritzochim v'tzapachas hamayim, that these things were provided b'derech neis to Eliyahu Anovi. Ufarshus alvadium hanaviim asher omar aleim bo achbi minaviya Hashem meyo ish v'chamishim chamishim ish b'maora, 50 people in each maora v'achalkalim lechem umoyim. And he got it. How did he get it? He got it from the house of the Achav, who was trying to kill the neviim. But that so often happens. It happens many times in Israel, Medina Israel, like their enemies end up providing them with the means for victory. So there's no, you're more calm if you develop bitachon in Hashem. then you don't have the fear of, well, maybe this will happen, so I won't be able to, you know, maybe it won't happen, because look what could go wrong, and you start imagining all the things that can go wrong. Like the alchemist, well, I can produce as much money as I want. Someone gave you their cash card for the Casper mat, right? You take as much money as you want. But you see, you could lose the card, the machine could be broken, the machine could swallow up the card and not give it back. It could say, computers are down today, you could press in, you forgot the password. There's all these things that could go wrong, and do go wrong. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have the money, there's nothing to worry about. There's nothing that can go wrong. So you're more calm. That's reason number one. Vasheni, Shabal Hakim Yozokok Lemaisim Upulos, Shaloyala Biyodo Mubukosha Baladeim. He has to do things which create the gold. Well, maybe wait till we finish it and then we'll see. I just said the first sentence. He has to do things to produce the gold. It's not going to come by itself. He has to do things. The Efshar Sheyemisu Rechoseyem Ve'edeyem Imasmodus Avoda. There's always, it's called the law of unintended consequences. A person has a very secure job. He knows he can make money. He's very good. But then he has consequences. Maybe his family life will suffer. Maybe he'll become a workaholic and he won't have time for his family. Maybe his boss will make demands on him. There's always unintended, unforeseen side effects of things you do. Or at least you have to be afraid of them. He says the alchemist has to be afraid. There's fumes there. That's just in his story. But in the marshal that he's giving, so he's saying the alchemist has to be afraid of the chemicals and of the fumes and of the environment. When he produces gold, so he has to work nonstop for 36 hours and he doesn't sleep. It's the same thing. I'm relying on, let's say, my job. I'm relying on my boss, so you know he could tell me to stay overtime. There is always side effects. Things in Olam Hazeh have side effects. So if all that
win the lottery, don't invest the money.
That's right. If they did studies of lottery winners, they're not very happy people. Kitzur, there's always unintended, unforeseen, unwanted side effects. But when you boteach b'Hashem, so Hashem's goodness already fanems, encompasses all side effects. There's no unintended, unforeseen consequences. So that's number two. You're more calm for that reason. But boteach al Hashem b'bitchum and apagoyim is safe from all side effects. If Hashem, this person's going to have money, so he's also going to say, he won't get sick from it. There's nothing unintended and unforeseen, or side effects. See, this is already something that he just throws in passing, but he'll develop it in Shar HaBitachon. Certainly, Bitachon doesn't mean that whatever Hashem does is for the good. As we said the first few days, Bitachon is just the verb called relying on Hashem. It doesn't refer to what will happen, and that's not what the word bitachon means. But the serenity and the calmness he's talking about now of a Baal Bitachon certainly will only be there if and when the Baal Bitachon develops a sense that Hashem only does good things for him, and whatever Hashem does is good. And therefore, even if things don't work out the way he expects them to work out, or the way he would like them to work out, he has a sense that it's good. That allows him to be calm. If he develops... So for the full benefits of bitachon, because I'm relying on Hashem to get me to Yerushalayim tonight. I'm not relying on the bus driver. I'm relying on Hashem. So part of that has to be that if we talk about my calmness about getting there, that I'm not nervous, that I'm not stressed, so part of that knowledge, part of that reliance is that, and you know something, if I don't get there, that means it's also for my benefit. There's something good about that. I'm not meant to get there. Hashem doesn't want me to get there for whatever reason. The Kaparas Averus, he wants me to here. The Vesika Minyan needs a minyan tomorrow. He wants me to be the Vesika Minyan in the shul. It can be a thousand things. That's certainly part of the world view of the Baal Bitachon to enable the calmness and serenity of which the Chaim HaSalvador speaks. So, again, the etzem verb to rely on Hashem, that's the chiyuv, that's the midah, that's what you have to work on to do that. You have to rely on Hashem. The midah of bitachon, which will be defined, not defined, which will encompass menuchas hanefesh, which the Chavis HaLbava says in Perek Aleph, he says that's, it goes hand in hand. What you know you have bitachon in Hashem properly, you know you've reached that madrega when the stress test is a flat line. If your heart's palpitating, you don't really have bitachon. You're not really relying on Hashem. I mean, you might be relying on Hashem, but you're not really relying on Hashem, or you don't really understand what Hashem is, or you don't have a sense about Hashem. A guy, let's say, says that I'm going to walk through Shar Shechem. When I used to work Feish HaTorah, so I used to walk through Shar Shechem in the morning. So I say, okay, I have bitachon, nothing's going to happen to me. But my heart was pounding also. Which means what? Which means I wasn't really relying on Hashem, or I was lacking in my knowledge or understanding or internalization of what Hashem is. Why is the heart pounding? It should be flat, no problem, smiling. So that's what he says here. So he says the balkimia, there's always side effects if we put Hashem out of the picture. That's what he's doing in these 10 things. So you say, oh, I have success in life, I'm rich, I'm this, I'm that. There are always side effects that affect you adversely. Hashem in the Baal Bitachon is not, it's calm. He doesn't, what do you mean side effects? Hashem's doing that also. He lo l'tavos nefesh l'simcha. U'mezono bobo b'leiv shoket u'menucha v'nachas. Which is his point here in the Psicha. His point is to point out the serenity and the calmness and the stress-free life that the Baal Bitachon will have. Ka'amro binoz deshe yarbitzeni, almei menuchos yinhaleni. You'll be almei menuchos, you'll be calm, unhurried, you're not afraid of something happening. You know, you're in the hands of someone that controls everything. Okay.